going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
And we're coming to you live for the Build Ford Tough Studio. Boomer Esiason, Greg Giannotti. It's Boomer and Geo on the Fan, simulcast across the country on CBS Sports Network. And wherever you are in the free Odyssey app, good Tuesday morning. The New York Knicks are one win away from going to the Eastern Conference Finals as they take care of business at home last night in Game 4 against the Boston Celtics. Didn't look great early. They're down early. The crowd's thinking, here we go again, a million threes from the Celtics, and we're going to get run out of the building. But no, as the Knicks put together what was their best third quarter that I have ever seen in the Tom Thibodeau era. They never have a good third quarter. They had a great third quarter. They had a championship-level third quarter. And, of course, they hold on in the fourth. The Celtics lose Jason Tatum late in the game. Does not look good. Looks like a series-ending injury for him. We don't know yet. But up 3-1, Celtics most likely don't have their best player for the rest of the series. It's not over until it's over, but it feels like it's over. What a win last night. Good morning, Boomer. How are you?
Yeah, it's not over yet, just yet. The Celtics are a great team, and, you know, it's really a shame what happened to Jason Tatum last night. And I would say 99% that is an Achilles injury. That's exactly what it looked like when Aaron Rodgers went down. And it's really, I mean, unfortunate. I knew he was a great player. I didn't realize how great a player he truly is. I mean, he was all over the court last night. He was like Spider-Man. And then to have that happen, you know, you talk about having breaks. I mean, the Knicks had to deal with this last year when they were playing the Indiana Pacers. And now the Knicks get a couple breaks here. And this is a huge one. This is one of the best basketball players in the NBA. He's down on the ground grabbing his right ankle. And to me, that looks like an Achilles, which is really unfortunate. But I'm sure we'll get more information today. But it was just... It's got to be hard. I mean, it's just heartbreaking for basketball fans. I don't ever want to see anything like that. But for a Knicks fan, you know, even before that happened, Jalen Brunson had his Walt Frazier Willis Reed game night last night. He's the first guy since Walt to do what he did last night. And basically, if you compare the games, I went back and looked at that 1970 game, that May 8th, 1970 game, that Walt Frazier led the Knicks to a championship over the Lakers. He scored 36 points. He had 19 assists. He was 12 for 12 from the free throw line, and he had 7 rebounds.
Wow.
So Jalen Brunson last night, 39 points, 12 assists, and 5 rebounds. And he was all over the court. And, you know, he had the game that he needed to have because he didn't have a great game in Game 3. And he was outplayed basically by Derek White. And it seemed that that was the way this was going to go
Half, yeah, same thing. I mean, and we were texting each other a little bit disappointed in his start because we knew he had to be a superstar to win this game. And he came out in the third quarter and was. And it was, you know, there was contributions from everybody in this game. I mean, Mikal Bridges, when Brunson was on the bench early on in the fourth quarter and in the third quarter, was very good. OG Anunoby. And by the way, listen, as we'll say it a million times, preface it, no one is celebrating any sort of injury with the Boston Celtics, especially to a great player like that. However, the Knicks were on their way to winning this game before that happened. The rest of the series now, we'll see. But you need some luck
in these things. Whether you're the best team or not the best team, you need some luck. And the way that it played out last night, where I see OG Anunoby grabbing his hamstring, and I'm like, here we go. This guy, last year, hamstring injury, changed the entire trajectory of the playoffs for the Knicks. I'm like, he's done. He just sits down for a little bit, comes back, doesn't look like anything's wrong with him. And then, of course, the Tatum injury. So that was one of those moments where I was like, wow. I mean, things
changed pretty quickly.
Things really are falling into place here.
Well, they really flipped, and can't say enough about Mikal Bridges. Again, you know, when they win and he does what he does, you know, he's obviously, he's not hitting threes, but when he is those mid-range jumpers, man, it is just amazing. And they don't hit the rim or anything. One after another. And did it when Brunson was on the bench, and that's what they need. They need somebody to take control of the team. And, you know, quite frankly, yes, you're right. I think this was the game that was complete opposite from game three, because all of the Knicks starters now were in positive territory, and all of the Celtics starters were in negative territory. Didn't start out that way, but it certainly played out that way as the game wore on. But, you know, Brunson, Bridges, Karl-Anthony Towns had a great shooting night. You know, it was still, I mean, man, they complain so much when it comes down to injuries. And, you know, you see the faces, you see the frowns on the faces, you see, come on, ref, you know, the whole screaming and yelling back and forth. But it was, man, it was something that I don't necessarily know that I could sit here and say that I expected it, because I don't think anybody really expected it. But the Knicks had their Indiana Pacer night, because the Pacers did that to the Cavaliers, you know, in their game at home. And the Knicks just came out and they were relentless, especially in the second half.
Yeah, I mean, it's really with the Celtics, you know, they're hitting all the threes in the first half. Derek White can't miss. Jason Tatum can't miss. And then that third quarter, the Celtics were missing and the Knicks had a plan on offense and people were contributing. And Karl-Anthony Towns had a good game. He was a little bit frustrating. He was complaining a lot. He was committing fouls and screaming about it. He was a little bit out of control at times, but he was very good in this game as well. And you know, you don't, and we have fun with it and don't get ahead of yourself and all of those things. And trust me, I'm not trying to jinx anything or touch the money or any of that stuff. But this is how a fan feels this morning. A fan feels this morning, if you're a Knicks fan who's been dying for this for a very long time, that you are up 3-1 on a team that will not have its best player for the rest of the series. And the other team in the conference you couldn't beat, in the Cleveland Cavaliers, has their backs up against the wall.
Yeah, I don't
care about
that.
3-1. And, well, you should, because this is the first time this has happened in a very, very long time. We haven't seen them in the Eastern Conference Finals. And this is the way, I don't care. I'm not stopping anything. There was years and years and years and years and years. They were totally irrelevant. I could never get excited about anything. So I'm not going to stop being excited because we can't look ahead for some stupid reason. I'm looking ahead, goddammit. They're going to win this series, and then they're going to face the Pacers, who we should have beaten last year. So you can cringe all you want. I don't care. Nothing I say matters into the universe. These are the facts. They are up. They're up 3-1. The Pacers are up 3-1. Those are facts.
I love your passion.
What, you think this is something that I can say that's going to change it?
No, my thing is I just always want to be respectful of the game. That's all. It's respectful of the game, no matter what game they're being played, and know that you're dealing with a champion. You're dealing with an NBA champion. And
they're up 3-1 without Tatum. If you're thinking that they're still going to lose this series or want to sit here and say that anything can happen, you can. I'm not. They're winning the series now.
And by the way,
they're winning the series.
Just by the way.
They're winning the series.
Just by the way.
They're winning it.
Can I just say something?
Luka Doncic is fat. Is that where you're going to go?
Keep forgetting about Hauser. He's not playing.
Yeah,
sure. It's a big loss. That's two players. They're missing two players.
Yes.
The Knicks have gotten a break here. They're missing two key players. One, obviously, the best on the basketball court, and the other, a very good offensive player who's not playing because of an ankle injury.
Yeah.
All I could say is that they're missing two, and the Knicks aren't missing anybody. And last night, there was no Hakimich.
No.
You know, the opportunity did not present itself. It did not present itself. So that, you know, much like game three, right? It was game three. No, game two. It didn't present itself either. So, you know, these games are going to go back and forth. And I just thought that, you know, the second half was the gritty Knick team that, you know, the fans love. That's the team that we know that, you know, has the ability to show up and play basketball like that.
Yeah, I mean, and there was a moment early on in this game where, so the Celtics come out. We obviously know what happened in Game 3 on Saturday. They could just run out of the building. Celtics come out. They're up 16-4. Tom Thibodeau takes a timeout. That place, the Garden, went from on fire to completely silent. And everybody in that building was like, here we go again. They're going to get run out of the building again. And I said, has there ever been in the history of NBA basketball a team that is up 2-1 in a series at home in a game 4 in the first quarter, and that's not a single person in that building thinks that it could win the game? And I don't really necessarily blame them, you know, because of what we saw Saturday. But, you know, the Knicks came back, got the crowd back in it, and it was one of those special nights. If you were there last night, it was one of those special Knick moments that we haven't seen in so long. I'm trying to, you know, explain to Gina, who grew up in Pittsburgh. I'm like, you don't understand.
You don't understand.
This just doesn't happen.
Yes, exactly.
Doesn't happen.
And that's why, in the moment, man, you got to be feeling. You got to be feeling really good about the way that they played, especially in that second half. I mean, damn, Jalen Brunson went all Walt Frazier on us.
Yeah, I mean, and he's been doing it consistently.
You know, he had a bad game in Game 3. He knew it. And it was a little out of sorts. But last night, that was the best of Jalen Brunson. That's why you went out and got Jalen Brunson. We've seen a lot of those games in the regular season, and, you know, especially against lesser opponents. But last night, in the biggest spot, in the biggest moment, he was able to, I don't want to say he took over the game, because I thought Mikal Bridges really had a moment there, a couple moments there. OG Anunoby had a couple moments there.
He had a lot of contributions from everybody.
The rebounding.
Mitch was great.
Because especially on the offensive boards, I think they had 12 more rebounds than the Celtics. So they were, you know, there's a lot of things that you got to love in the way that they were going after the basketball last night. And the turnovers were at a minimum. You know, there weren't a lot of stupid passes. You know, there was one pass by Karl Anthony Towns where Jason Tatum came in and took it.
Yeah.
And you can see, what's his name? The coach Thibodeau over there going, what the F?
Yeah. And Anunoby driving to the basket, deciding to pass it to Mitchell Robinson.
Please don't do that. Oh, you got to throw it to him over the rim.
Right.
Throw it to him over the rim. Don't bounce pass it to him. Right. Don't do any of that stuff. Just over the rim.
Yeah, they're not going to be perfect offensively. A couple issues there, but it really didn't matter. I mean, you know, and the other thing that was so non-characteristic of this team, I mean, how many times we talked about in the roster has changed, but it felt like every single third quarter since Tom Thibodeau got here was a miserable quarter.
It's like the start of the game.
It's amazing. And this third quarter was great, and it was all with the starters. I mean, the starters carried that team in the third quarter, which is the opposite of what we had seen for most of this series. And, man, when Derek White was unconscious in the first quarter, I really thought that there was no chance. The combination of him and Jason Tatum just not missing. I mean, and Derek White, I mean, the fact that they're still able to get open threes in the way that they do, the Celtics, is so frustrating. But they didn't hit enough last night, and the Knicks at home were able to hold serve, and you really want to, you want to finish this thing. You want to win. Obviously, we know how many minutes these guys play. You want as much rest as possible after this series. Take care of business. Go up to Boston. They're not going to have Tatum. Win that game.
And by the way,
Knicks in five? What?
Just so you know that, you know, looking at other teams in the NBA playoffs, it's the same thing with them. They play 8 or 9 guys. Their starters all end up playing about the same amount of minutes. So this whole thing about, you know, just, they're all in shape. They all should play. This is what they play for. This is what they live for. So there's no more discussion about that. This is the all-in time. This is, if you want to argue, you know, 3/4 through the season that they're playing too many minutes and 3 of the top 5 guys are all Knicks players. Yeah, okay, great. They want to play. They don't want to sit. And now it's all in time, so playing time has nothing to do with it.
The point still remains that you'd rather win in 5 than in 6.
Yes.
Rest for anybody is better.
Well,
if the other series is going to end in 5.
It's a weird deal, man. You know, all these road teams, these lesser teams supposedly, won game 1 because the teams that they were playing against, you know.
But the Celtics only had one more day of rest than the Knicks did.
Look what happened. Yeah, they forgot how to shoot for 2 games. By the way, so last night, the Celtics, it was really interesting. The Celtics, I'm trying to think here. Let me see. The Knicks took 92 shots at the basket. The Celtics had 79. That's offensive rebounds. That's puts back. And the other thing, too, is that the Knicks limited the offensive rebounds for the Celtics when they did miss.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that was the other aspect here too, because you know they've been out rebounded the last couple of games, especially when they lose, especially on the offensive glass.
Yeah, points in the paint. The Knicks 64-32. They double them up with that, mostly because the Celtics don't score from the paint. They don't
just keep shooting from three. That's right. Fine. And it lets everybody back in a game when they start missing like three or four back-to-back, you know, possessions. Now, all of a sudden, the Knicks and the one thing about Jalen Brunson, again, it's evident. He's just fearless, especially when he goes down and he takes the ball to the hoop. He's going against Porzingis. He's going against Al Horford down there. And somehow he gets the ball off without getting it knocked out.
Now, you put the Porzingis jersey in the freezer. There was one item in the freezer that was visible. It was some sort of 110-calorie ice cream bar. Did a lot of people chime in on that?
Yeah, I mean, everybody has their moments. And I told Al, and I covered everything up except for that piece just to see how many people would react to it. Yeah, so those are Japanese strawberry bars. Yeah, they're like, I get them from a Japanese market, and they are awesome.
A Japanese market, huh?
Yes.
Huh, interesting. And they're Japanese strawberry bars. What makes a Japanese strawberry Japanese?
They're like a creamy bar.
Creamy Japanese bar.
Yes.
All right. Well,
and
now I'm going to have to try.
Every now and then you need a little sugar fix.
Without a doubt,
It's a very small little bar, but it tastes great. Yeah, and everybody's like, what is that? Al's not going to be happy. And I'm like, okay, whatever. All I know is I did my part, and it worked out.
What's the name of it?
Oh, man. Oh, let me see.
I'm going to put creamy Japanese strawberry bar
in it.
Well, hell, it worked last night, putting that jersey in the freezer. Creamy Japanese strawberry bar.
Starts with an M.
Yeah, I don't have it. I'm not seeing anything. See if you can remember it.
Yeah, I'll find it. Miomi's?
Miomi's, whatever it is, it's got to be in that freezer for the rest of the postseason.
Cream us.
What's that, Al?
He said cream us.
Cream us.
Yeah, that's what he said.
No, it's not that, Al.
It's not cream us, the Japanese strawberry bar. Well, just bottom line is, if we're going to stick to the tradition, we're going to stick to the superstitions as you like to do.
Yeah, I'm not moving it.
That Japanese strawberry bar needs to be nice.
The cream in the middle.
In that same spot. Creamoland.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
And it's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Big win for the Knicks last night. Jerry is here to give us all the highlights and reaction. What's up, Jerry?
Morning, brought to you by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Once again, the Knicks finding themselves down, but not out as they came back, stormed back to beat Boston.
Pass in the corner. Bridges off the bounce. Has to get it off. Puts it up. It's good. Mikal Bridges knocks it down. This is the largest lead of the series for the Knicks. Timeout Boston. 23 for Bridges.
And he would finish with those 23, and that lead was 111-104. Mike Breen with the call on ESPN as the Knicks outscored Boston 70-51 in the second half. A lot of that after the eight-minute mark of the third quarter. Here was Jalen Brunson. He does what he does. 39 points, but more than that, 12 assists as well. And he knows big, big victory.
That's a tough team over there. And obviously, we want to get out to better starts. But they got experience. They're defending champs for a reason. So a lot of credit to what they do. I'm just happy how we fought.
They fought the entire time. Here was Tom Thibodeau on his star guard.
Just the way he's wired, a lot of poise under pressure. His confidence, I think, is always super high just because of the way he prepares and the way he works. So no moment is too big for him.
And certainly hasn't been the case yet. Here's OG Anunoby. He played pretty well, too, adding 20. I know he went in and out a little bit with the hamstring, but seems to be okay.
It was just that one little issue where he was grabbing it and then was on the bench for a little while and came back. It didn't look like he was affected by it.
Not at all.
I'll tell you what, though. I mean, the guy that you have to give a lot of credit to, especially when Brunson was on the bench, was Mikal Bridges and what he did. He was amazing. And when I think about what we gave up to get him and what he has done in so many of these games where they have won, I think it's definitely worth it. I mean, he's a terrific player, and it seems like he's even gotten better since he got on the Knicks.
Yeah, I mean, there was definitely a question going into the postseason if the trade was worth it, and he has had some critical minutes and some plays, both offensive and defensive, thinking about the picks anymore.
Yeah,
you know?
Nobody's thinking about the picks.
I am. When we get to the draft, I'm thinking about the picks.
You are?
See what they turn out to be. I am.
You think you could trade all those picks to get up to number one or no?
Oh, that'd be awesome.
Yeah,
number eight's rough, though. All kidding aside, eight is rough.
I mean, I was hoping for top four or five at worst, not eight.
I think the NBA just doesn't care about the Nets.
Sure, maybe. Here was Karl Anthony Towns. How much did defending Tatum and Brown take out of you tonight?
A lot, man. Tatum was hitting some shots at the end, bro. Man, that's all I could do. But, you know, shout out to him, too. I'm praying for him. If you saw me on the court, I just wanted to pray for him. You look bad, so.
Yeah, and so what he's talking about, here was Celtics radio with Sean Grandy when he went out with the injury.
Tatum for Jaylen Brown. Jaylen Brown dropped it. Picked off by Anunoby. He will go the distance. Two-hand slam, and Tatum is hurt. Tatum is hurt. Tatum is still down. He is screaming for a timeout. And in a New York minute, everything has changed.
Yeah, that is true. But this game was decided already at that point. But going forward, they're going to be in a big spot if, in fact, it's as bad as it looked. Here was Joe Mazzulla. Any idea?
I didn't ask him. I just got the update from him. I just asked him how he was doing. So I'll get the MRI tomorrow, and you know, we'll see what it is.
And here was Derek White, who came out firing in this game, but in a loss. Says, yeah, tough break.
So you hate to see him go down, and like we just know the type of guy he is, and it's tough to see him go down, but obviously right now it's pretty low because of the game, and we just got to find a way to win game five.
Got to think that's an Achilles.
It's got to be. Right? Well, it looks like it, but you know, the thing it could be a plantar fascia tear. It could be something like that as well. You never know with a foot, but it was reminiscent of Aaron Rodgers grabbing his ankle.
Very true.
Very, very similar.
And there was only one of those Twitter doctors who are real doctors, but they go on Twitter afterwards that said it could be a something displaced fracture because Achilles don't generally end up being that painful. And he was screaming and yelling. But I think everybody who's watched sports sees a non-contact thing like that and the way that it happened and thinks Achilles. But either way, I mean,
it ain't good.
Yeah.
Unfortunately for him, he's done.
And he had 42 in the loss, game five tomorrow night in Boston. Elsewhere in the NBA last night, your guy Julius Randle had 31 points. He, along with Anthony Edwards and the T-Wolves, beat the Warriors.
They're on a 15-0 run right now. Dante splits two with a bounce pass to Ant to the elbow, left wide open, and he'll hit the jumper. Two more for Anthony Edwards. Give him 30 in game four.
And that was T-Wolves radio. Yeah, so they both shot 11 of 21. They combined for 61 points. T-Wolves win 117-110 for a 3-1 series lead. Here was Randle playing with Edwards. Simply amazing.
I mean, it's Ant. It's... I mean, the brightest star in the room. And not just from what he does on the basketball court, his personality, how he brings everybody together. You know, how he can communicate and just light up a room. You know what I mean? He has that it factor.
I will tell you, as a New York sports fan, I want to see Knicks Timberwolves in the finals.
Hey, it's a possibility.
That would be great theater.
I would love that as well, because I think that the best team in the league is the Thunder, just like everybody else does.
Sure, but this would be fun with Randle and DiVincenzo and Edwards.
Yeah.
There would be, and then they can keep playing that Villanova commercial that they play all the time.
Karl Anthony Towns as well.
That too. You know? That would be a fun finals for sure. Here was Draymond Green. He was annoyed that they let Edwards go off like he did.
But it's like every time we're on a run, we're letting Ant break the run up. Somebody can break the run up, but it can't be their best player. Our defense should be so keyed in at that point during a run that it can't be their best player just getting to a spot and raising up.
But it was. Steph Curry didn't play again. Hamstring unlikely to play in game five, so the Warriors certainly look like in big, big trouble. Now down 3-1. The Pacers look to close out Cleveland tonight. They're up 3-1 in that series. And the Thunder and Nuggets play game five with that series even at 2-2. All right, you already mentioned the draft lottery. Here's how it shook out.
The second pick will be made by the San Antonio Spurs, and that means that the number one pick in the 2025 NBA draft goes to the Dallas Mavericks.
And so that was Rondo Blackman that was on the dais.
That's too bad, Jerry.
Was very excited to get the number one pick. Certainly looks like Cooper Flagg will be the pick, and it seems like he is going to Dallas.
I think, like I said, this entire experience for me has been amazing. So going forward, just going to look forward to that, like you said, being a two-way player. That's something that I've done since I was a little kid, so I'm just going to try and keep doing that to the best of my ability.
And both Flagg and the draft.
They had players at this thing?
Yeah, they had some. Jordy Fernandez, the Nets coach, was there. You had players from the Hawks, I think, was there. Hakeem Olajuwon was there for the Rockets.
Why is Cooper Flagg there?
Zion Williamson was there. Oh, you mean, yeah, so there a lot of the kids were there. He was there. Dylan Harper was there. Ace Bailey was there. The kid
from
Texas
was there.
This
isn't the actual draft. It's the draft.
It was the draft lottery.
Jerry.
Well, they interviewed them. I know what it is, Boomer. Okay. You're asking me. I'm telling you who was there. They were there.
And who wasn't there? Dave Sims was not there. He didn't make it last night.
He didn't make it last night.
To be there.
Right. Was anybody there representing the Nets?
I just said Jordy Fernandez was there. If you would get your net bias out of your ass for 2 seconds and listen, as I just told you, the Nets head coach was there. Yes.
Oh, that's who the head coach
is? Yes. The Nets, who, by the way, are on our air and are great partners to this radio station, despite the fact that you hate them.
When?
Most nights.
Most.
Matter of fact, yeah, most nights. Exactly right.
How about trading that first pick for Giannis? That's something that's on the table.
The 8th overall pick? I would
no,
do
no,
that.
No. The Mavericks.
Oh, no, I don't think they're going to do that. Not a
Why
chance.
Not?
No,
no,
I think
way.
They'll take Cooper Flagg. Because Giannis is 30, what is he, 30, 31?
They're taking Cooper Flagg. Come on.
And he's got a sure thing as won an NBA championship.
That's
he
how I think
is,
he is,
but isn't he on the other side of the best part of his career, would you think? Is he 30?
He's 30. He won't be 31
You know what
until
I would
December.
Do if I were the Nets? Yeah. I would just trade my 8th overall pick and the 5 picks I got from the Knicks for Mikal Bridges. That's what I would do.
Well, that'd be a stupid move.
Yeah, I don't know. I would be
idiotic to trade 5 picks for him.
The slag nut Nets.
It's all right. I mean, Mikal Bridges so far has won as many championships as you have. So
Jerry, it could be the final piece.
It could be. You still got 8. You got 9 games to go.
I'm talking about your final piece. It could be like, you know, Giannis could be the next big piece to come to Brooklyn.
It could be. You never know. So not only did we see the Jason Tatum injury, Austin Wells had a home run for the Yankees last night in Seattle, 2 from Trent Grisham. But there was another injury of note last night, and this one hit home for the Yankees.
Bases loaded. Pitch to Judge. Breaking ball set to right center field. It's going to stay in the yard. Let's see what kind of arm Tavares has. It's medium right field. Here comes Cabrera. Throw way off line. And he runs past the bag, reaches back and touches. And that'll be a sack fly and an RBI for Cabrera, and I hope he didn't hurt himself. He did.
Yeah, he did. He was taken off the field on a stretcher, and I think they used an air cast, too.
They threw a towel over it so no one could see.
Yeah, it did look good. Beat the Mariners 11-5, but lose Oswaldo Cabrera. We're not sure of the severity of the injury, other than you have to be an idiot to think it's not severe. Here was Aaron Judge. He was the one that hit the sack fly that scored him.
Oh, that's terrible. You know, especially how much Cabrera means to this team. You know, for him to get hurt on a play like that where, you know, it speaks volumes of what type of guy he is. You know, it's a game where, you know, he got a little bit of a lead and he's still, you know, fighting until the very last out.
And what was the, Al, there was a conspiracy theory on this? On what was it again?
Because earlier in the game they were saying DJ LeMay, who's coming back, and there's nowhere to put him.
That's right.
So yeah, see, we were talking about this yesterday.
These how things work themselves out. Every
here
time.
This is unfortunate.
Very unfortunate. Ugh. No doubt. Yankees with the win, 24-17, and they've got 6-0 Max Fried on the mound tonight, taking on Brian Wu on the Fan with coverage at 9 p.m. First pitch, 9:40.
Dave Sims sounded rested.
Well, he did.
A lot of energy.
He did take the weekend off, so
yeah.
He should have sounded energetic, and he was.
Did you hear from him yesterday?
I did not.
Okay. Interesting.
The Mets blew a 3-2 lead in the ninth, but in the bottom half of the ninth, they wound up beating the Pirates.
The 3-1 pitch. Swinging a high fly ball, right center field, should be deep enough. Lindor tagging at third. Reynolds makes the catch. Here comes Lindor. The Hail Mary throw, not nearly in time. Put it in the books. The New York Mets
beat the Pirates 4-3.
Hi, I'm Howie Rose.
Beyond Mets Odyssey Radio. Alonzo, the game winner. Francisco Lindor reached and would score on the Alonzo sack fly. Here was Carlos Mendoza. Felt pretty good to get it done in the ninth, and they did.
There was a good feeling in the dugout. Okay. You know, you got Lindor, you know, you got Soto. One of those guys can end it with a swing, and if one of them gets on, then you know you got Pete, and that's what happened.
Yes,
we're just going to forget about they could have ended it with a double play.
What's this?
In the previous inning?
Or if Acuna doesn't bobble the ball with the infield drawn in.
True.
And he got the out at first base, but they could have got the guy running home. That is
Lindor,
true, too.
You know, that was an easy double play ball.
Understood. They did not have a
watch
great...
That, and I was like, oh, come on.
I actually just watched the top of the ninth a little while ago because I was confused by what happened. And you're right. Lindor's usually shorthanded. He wasn't in that spot.
Five errors now.
The Mets did win the game. They're 27-15. The Phillies did lose, so they gain a game in the standings, move a little forward ahead. Kodai Senga, Mitch Keller tonight, first pitch, 880 Mets Odyssey Radio at 710. The Bill Belichick, Jordan Hudson story continues to go on and on and on.
Mm-hmm.
This was Pablo Torre on the Dan Lebatard show, wondering about that old summer ring doorbell video, if you remember from back in the day.
How did the Daily Mail get that video? Huh. How does one get internal ring cam footage from a home? How does that happen? Who had access to those videos? And let's say it wasn't Jordan Hudson, just for the sake of this hypothetical that I am just merely hypothetically going into depth on. If it wasn't Jordan Hudson, who was it?
And then he wonders, are there more vids?
And what other videos might have been taken without Bill Belichick's knowledge at almost age 70, wandering around like a bear in the woods on a porch?
And then he would say some are concerned.
I can report now exclusively that Bill Belichick's family is worried about, that they're looking into. And I feel like the university that says I'm a liar might want to do the same.
And that's, of course, North Carolina, who refuted his report from Friday.
Yeah, he's gone all in on this. I watched a lot of this yesterday. He also, and I immediately sent it to you guys because of your bet, he said that there's a real chance that Bill Belichick doesn't coach.
No, that hasn't happened yet.
That's right, Jerry.
There's also a chance I get hit by a bus when I walk out of here.
That's right, Jerry.
Shut up, Al.
There's a real chance now. There wasn't a real chance when Al said it. Now there's a real
chance.
There's
a real chance that anything can happen at any time.
So Pablo's story is kind of going after... he's definitely going after Jordan Hudson in this whole thing.
Yes. The one thing, and he's done really good reporting on this, better than anybody, but the one thing that was bothering me about him yesterday is he's insisting that his reporting and him going all in on it has nothing to do with the age gap relationship. He's like, this isn't an age gap relationship story. This is a story about power. And now she's got too much power. Yeah, okay. I mean, you're telling me that if he was dating somebody who was 65, you'd be doing this? No. I mean, that has a lot to do with it. He's just getting criticized because he's going after them, and then some people don't like it. But yeah, this is... it gets uglier and uglier by the day. So essentially what he's saying is that if Jordan Hudson and Bill Belichick end up splitting, there are members of Belichick's family that think that she has revenge porn that she could put out there to embarrass him. That's what he's implying. I'm serious.
Which
is a law and a term. I'm not just saying it.
I know.
Like, that's what they're implying. What other videos are out there? What happens if this goes sour? Like, that's a concern that he's saying the Belichick family has.
And lastly, and I give credit to Jimmy Trina for putting this out there. Jimmy Trina from SI.
Yeah.
He says, you haven't made it until someone specifically can't figure out what your name is. And that's none other than Chris Russo.
You got to ask him about whether she has been kicked off campus. I believe Pablo Torres, who, you know, Pablo Torres, the great Pablo Torres, been all over this story. The man's like Sherlock Holmes.
It's amazing the investigation he's doing. He's like Matcock.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, it's kind of funny that we all know what he's talking about.
Well, yeah.
Of course. Yes. No doubt. Hurricanes beat the Capitals 5-2, 3-1 series lead. Their Oilers shut out the Golden Knights 3-0. They're up 3-1 as well.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Knicks up 3-1 on the Celtics. Incredible win last night. Wasn't looking good again in the first half, but a great third quarter, a great fourth quarter is what got it done for the Knicks as they are one win away and all the celebrities were out. I mean, if I see one more Timothy Chalamet, Kylie Jenner Twitter X post or whatever from last night. I mean, for whatever reason, I guess it's because it's the Knicks and they have something to do with the Knicks, but my For You algorithm gave me so much Timothy Chalamet and Kylie Jenner. I will give Timothy Chalamet credit, though. He seems to care. He seems to really care about the Knicks. He's not just swooping in to be a celebrity. Like, there were videos of him living and dying with every possession. So I do think he is a real fan that cares. But my God.
I mean, Spike Lee cares. You know, he dresses like a mascot, but he cares.
Yeah, he cares. Yeah.
And, you know, so does Tracy Morgan. So does Ben Stiller. They all care. They all love it. It's just, it's not their fault that they're famous and they're rich and they get to sit, you know, courtside. And who's ever doing the game has to go through all the celebrities at the game.
Yeah.
A little bit annoying. For
true.
Sure.
Yes.
And, of course, you got every single Knick that's ever played in a Knick uniform. Somehow they're finding seats.
Well, you know
can
what?
Can somebody get Patrick Ewing a better seat? I mean, that guy needs a seat. Like, when you know how tight the garden is.
Yeah, I know. He's eating his knees.
Can't be like a 7'1" guy and is, like, sitting sideways.
I know.
Come on.
Well, you should put him
in a suite.
I was
put
just
him in
about
a towel
to say.
Suite.
Yeah, if we put him in the towel suite, make him look for the LJ Ball when he's up there. But yeah, I mean, and I love the fact that the former Knicks are there because Jim Dolan has received his fair share of criticism throughout the years. But one of the things that he got criticized too much for was the Charles Oakley thing. And then it turned into he doesn't care about former Knicks. He does care about former Knicks. And a lot of them are there. And I like the fact that they incorporate that. But yes, you know, Stephon Marbury, Latrell Sprewell, Amari Stoudemire, Marcus Camby, Bernard King, John Starks, Patrick Ewing. They're there every game.
Bring them all out, man.
Yeah.
Whatever. And, you know, they're all into it. They all love it. They're all being, you know, they're being loved by the fan base. And when the Knicks play like they did last night and Jalen Brunson does his best Clyde Frazier impression, it just, you know, we haven't had many of those nights. Let's put it that way.
You know, it was also there courtside again was Gary V, our buddy Gary V. I wonder,
Mr. Positivity.
Mr. Positivity, yeah. I wonder if he's getting that winetext.com money to get those seats there. Right. Remember we were talking to him about that?
Yes.
Put those videos out there on Instagram.
Yeah.
Yeah. He took his son, though. Son looked like he had a great time. He's all into it. So good for Gary V.
There's a lot of, you notice there's a lot of younger kids, like right in the front, you know, doing the traveling.
Yeah, good.
The whole thing. I mean, like, yeah.
I hope they appreciate it.
A lot of people wearing dark glasses inside, too.
Yeah, it's a scene, man.
It
you know what it is.
It definitely is a scene, yes.
It's a scene. Let's go to John and Massbeth. What's going on, John?
Yeah, man. Yeah, haven't you learned anything from your buddy Sal over there? Stop trying to be a mush, okay? The series ain't over. Stop celebrating like it's damn over. Because you know damn well something happens. And anything can happen in sports. And we know that. We've seen it before, okay?
Yeah,
stop being the mush. Stop saying it's over. Yeah, we won last night. Yeah, Tatum got hurt. But stop it, okay? Stop it, stop it, stop it.
All right, John.
Be the damn mush.
John, Jesus Christ, John. Okay, I was going to let you talk, but you just don't take a breath. I don't believe in any of that stuff anymore unless you're on the team or you are the individual person.
Well,
I'm over it now.
The teams disrespect each other. That's a good thing.
I'm over it
but
now.
I'm like a hardcore fan, so I don't like to touch the money. I like to respect the game.
It has nothing to do with disrespect. It's just what
it's like
I'm watching.
When you play golf. You know, like when you're out there playing
it's
golf.
It's different
like the golf
when
guy.
You are the person. That's what I'm trying to say.
Well,
the golf
we're fans,
guys.
Man. We've been fans for a long time.
Yeah,
there's
I
been
know.
A lot of negativity around
listen,
this franchise.
I wish what I said came true every single time. Because then, you know, we would be gazillionaires. I wish everything that I put out into existence, either the opposite would happen or it would come true. It doesn't work that way. I'm calling it the way I see it. The Knicks are in a great place to win this series. If they somehow lost three in a row to the Celtics without Jason Tatum, it would be a disaster.
Yes, exactly.
So
I think you got.
I mean, it's not some sort of crazy opinion.
No, you got your
they're
finger
gonna
on the pulse.
Series.
Got your finger on the pulse.
They're
going to
win the series. I'm not going to sit here and pretend like what I say has something to do with it. It just doesn't.
We talk. What would it take for the Knicks to win the series? The Celtics would have to go cold, which they did in game 1 and 2. They were not cold last night until the second half, but the Knicks heated up, and due in large part to the energy that Mikal Bridges brought to the game when Jalen Brunson was sitting down.
Now, I do believe that if you're someone like Cade Cunningham, who says I guarantee we're coming back here, and you're on
and
the
now
team,
you're touching the money. Yes,
I think when you have an effect on the game yourself, you're one of the players. You can't do it, but there's so many fans out there, so many opinions. I'm not going to be afraid of that anymore. And by the way, this is another reason why, and I mentioned it earlier, another reason why I'm not going to be afraid of being positive or saying they're moving on is because of all the hell we have been through. I'm not going to temper my excitement now after decades of crap basketball where they were irrelevant. Yeah. If I want to be excited and think about them going to the finals or thinking about them going to Eastern Conference Finals, potentially playing for a championship, I'm going to allow myself to do that. because we haven't had that opportunity in a very long time.
You know what I call that? That's total activation. You are like totally activated.
If you're
now.
Not activated now, I mean, then you're dead. You know, you're a dead person.
Course. I mean, now you're it's dead. Easy to be activated.
Right, exactly. That's what I'm saying. It's a complete activation, and it's okay to be positive about the chances of your team winning. There is nothing wrong with that. There really isn't. I mean, so this morning, that's where we're at.
We're usually not in this situation.
Exactly. Anthony and Copeg, what's going on, Anthony?
Hey, Boomer and Gio. Good morning, guys. Thanks for taking the call.
Yes, sir. What's up?
So I was at the Garden last night, man, and I just want to say, you know, it started off, it felt like we couldn't buy a call. You know, we didn't get to the free throw line until about a minute and change left in the half. But there was never any doubt, man. Let me just tell you, if I was home watching that game, I would have been screaming at the TV. I would have been extremely doubtful, man. It would have been a pit in my stomach. But there was just something in the air at the Garden last night. There was magic in the air, and you felt it from the start of the game, man. You know, as they started to climb back and reality set in that this was going to be a special, special game. And, you know, it turned into a tantalizing win. And, you know, it feels like a franchise-altering type of run we're on right now, boys. So I just want to say, you know, the Garden was electric, man, and that atmosphere, you can't, you know, there's nothing like
no,
it. There really
right.
is.
Yeah, and Anthony, you're never going to forget it. I mean, the best sporting event that I was ever at was the LJ four-point play game. I was in high school. The way that the Garden reacted, I was hugging strangers. It just when you're at one of those games at the Garden, whether it's the Knicks or the Rangers, and everybody's on the same page and everybody's going crazy, there's no better place in New York sports than that. And the people that were there last night got a chance to experience that and will remember it forever. The videos that they have on their phones. I mean, I had a shrine to that game in my childhood bedroom.
Yeah.
I had all the newspaper clippings. I had the ticket. I had the towel that they gave me. I put that all up on my room. It's just, you know, it's a special thing.
For about 3 weeks, you're walking around doing this.
Yeah, I was. Yeah, the LJ thing. Yeah, of course.
Yeah,
of course. Quickly, Rob in Bohemia. What's going on, Rob?
Yeah. Gio, what's up?
What's up, Rob?
Boomer, too. What's happening? Hey, listen, those Melania bars. That Boomer's getting off the Japanese wet market. You can go to Costco in Holbrook and get those.
Rob, I love you. I know 50 guys like Rob.
Yeah, I know. So do I. the Japanese market that I do shop at is called Hashi, and it's a very nice...
Is it a wet market
no,
like Rob?
No, it's not.
It's not a wet market.
It's a beautiful, clean, and they got different types of food in there. Of course, they have a very extensive sushi collection, but I would just say that these Melania bars are actually South Korean. They're made in South Korea.
Oh, okay.
Well, so everybody's just got to relax.
Well, they got them at Costco for people that want them.
That's great. Go get them. They taste great.
There's probably some people in Holbrook that are like, man, I would love to be able to go into the city and get these bars at Boomer Eats, but I can't. I don't have the time to do that. It's a crazy thing to do.
They got strawberry, blueberry, lemon, lime.
They got them at Costco.
And you know what they're like? Remember the old creamsicle bar?
Of course.
That's what they're like. That's the texture.
Delicious.
Creamy content.
Yes.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.